In the studio with me today is Michael Kaufman. Good afternoon and welcome to KHSU.
Hi, Katie. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. And you've been on a couple times before to talk about some of your books. We've got The Conifer Country, right?
That was my first book back in 2012.
Okay. And Field Guide to Manzanitas?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was last year. Obviously I like plants. So I kind of like to go out on adventures, find plants along the way, learn a little something. I like all nature, of course, but I think the reason I got hooked on plants is it was something I never thoroughly studied while in college. And I was a biologist and ecologist, but I've become more of a plant expert due to these guided hikes, I guess, that I've taken myself on.
Really? So you weren't an expert. Well, you were an expert, but not really.
Yeah, I was more of a animal expert, I guess. You know, I liked insects and birds and mammals, and started to graduate to plants after I graduated college.
And then you wrote these books, and you also have a press, right?
I do. Yeah. So, long story short, is I decided to go ahead and start my own publishing business with Conifer Country. Just publishing was changing rapidly, and it was an option that I had. I could lay it out. It was my master's thesis at Humboldt, so it was peer-reviewed, and it was just one of these things that it was the right thing at the right time, and we started Backcountry Press in 2012 as well, and now we have 6 books in our catalog, including this year we released Hiking Humboldt Volume 1. So I guess I'd like to kind of explore a little bit today ways to get out this winter. You know, we were saying before we went live how lucky we are to live here, what a wonderful place it is. We can go hiking, 365 days a year, as long as we're willing to get a little bit wet.
Right.
And we just have this glorious ecosystem to explore all sorts of different things, from the ocean to the mountains to the redwood forest. So
what sorts of hikes in this latest book, Hiking Humboldt, how many different hikes are in there?
There's 55 hikes that Ken Burton put in Hiking Humboldt Volume 1.
Wow.
And then Reese Hughes has finished Hiking Humboldt Volume 2, and that'll be out in April. That's going to be 101 shorter hikes. So we'll, so we'll have, 156 hikes here pretty soon.
Wow. You know, it'd be fun to go through and do a hike, like, at least one a week, if not more.
Yeah, well, that's what a lot of people are telling me with Volume 1 is it's their checklist. They're trying to get one a week. You know, that's about a year's worth for 55 hikes. And, they're just checking them off as they go and really excited to get out and explore our amazing county.
Well, tell us about what's in the book. Like, do you have maps and stuff?
Yes. Yeah. So in all the books, that's one of the things that I really hold near and dear to my heart is creating maps. And I think maps tell an amazing story, whether it's a range map for a plant or a map on how to get outside and go for a hike and which turns to take around a lake or whatever it might be. So yeah, Hiking Humboldt does have 55 maps. They're created by Jason Barnes. He's a local cartographer. And Jason put great effort into making them very accurate and to a nice scale that they're user-friendly to get outside. For 5-mile hikes, you have to have some navigation skills yourself to use the book, but they're good maps, yeah.
So navigation skills, what if you don't, but you have a compass? Does that help?
Yeah, well, the other thing is now it's all with the technology that we have at our fingertips there, the GPX tracks are available online too. So I guess, sure, you could bring a compass. And that's what I still do, actually. But the GPX tracks are available as well to put on your smartphone.
Well, mine even has a compass, so,
that's true. You've got it all right there.
Don't you think? It's like going back to the Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, learning how to do that.
Yeah, exactly.
Or using the stars and the sun.
Yeah.
So, what are some of you've got a listing of hikes there.
Yeah, I thought we'd talk about a few that are some of my favorites in the winter. But I wanted to bring it back to conifers real quick.
Yes.
Because this is the solstice. It's the winter solstice. Actually, it was last night about 2:30 in the morning. We're now returning to light, and we're swinging back around. The days are going to start getting longer, and I just think it's important for us to remember the tradition of this returning to light, and it's a pagan tradition. It started 1,000 years ago in Northern Europe. The Nordics brought evergreens on this day into their homes as sort of a sacrifice to the god Yule, and that's where the Yule tree comes from. And we are in a conifer wonderland, an evergreen wonderland, really, between the conifers and the other mixed evergreens that we have in our region. So one of my favorite hikes that explores the conifers and the wonderful, I think of it as the southern tip of the temperate coniferous rainforest, is Russ Park outside of Ferndale. And I had never heard of this hike until a friend of mine told me about it maybe 6 years ago. And I go 2, 3, 4 times a year. It's wonderful in that it's an old forest. It was logged in maybe 1850.
Uh-huh.
So the trees are really big. So it's kind of like this new old growth. And
I like that, new old growth.
New old growth, yeah. Right. Yeah, and it was donated by the Russ family to the city of Ferndale. So the people of Ferndale maintain this park.
Oh,
spectacular,
yeah.
Several loops you can do. There's even a pond.
Wow.
You can find salamanders, and they even planted redwood trees up there, which aren't native to that particular spot in the Eel River Valley. And you can see one of my favorite conifers and one of the hardest to see in California, the western red cedar. The southern extent of their range. They grow all the way up into Alaska, and the southern place that they grow in the world is in outside of Ferndale. So there's just neat diversity there. And it's also one of my favorites in the winter because in mid to late January, one of the first bloomers in our timber coniferous forest starts to show itself, and it's called the fetid adder's tongue, Scoliopis biglovii. It's this little teeny lily that creeps along the forest floor, and it's pollinated by these gnats. And it's called fetid because it's got this stinky smell to the flower, but they are absolutely spectacular. So I just love going to Russ Park for that particular reason in January.
Uh-huh. And so this flower that you're talking about, do you have a picture of it in your book?
Yes, it's, if you Google Russ Park, you'll find, I have a couple blog posts about it. It's really one of the special little gems of our redwood region. And you can see them in a lot more places, but that's just one that I first saw it.
And is it on the, did you say
it's
it
pretty low to the ground?
Low to the
ground. It's a little bit incognito, but once you see it, they're often in big carpets.
Like, oh, okay, yeah. So it's small.
Yeah. And they have the big lily leaves that kind of spread out, so.
Okay, I'm trying to visualize it in my head.
Yeah, Google fetid adder's tongue. It's a great plant. So then as we move further north, another one of my favorite hikes is inland on Highway 36. So I guess actually that's not much further north, but further east. And it's called the Owen Cheatham Grove. And it's a little known redwood grove just before Grizzly Creek. And it's the site of the speeder chase in Star Wars and the Return of the Jedi. It's where they filmed it. And it's this beautiful, maybe 5-acre grove of redwoods on a big flat bench next to the Van Dusen River. So you can explore the redwoods. It's a nice mellow hike, maybe about a mile hike.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also pop out and see the Van Dusen River. Now, right now, the Van Dusen might be super high, so be careful if you do that.
Yeah.
But it's just this great combination of river and redwoods. And I did it last year with my son, who's a Star Wars fan. And Silas is listening right now. Hey, Silas. And it was the highlight of our winter last year because we went back and we watched Return of the Jedi, and we could see the different trees that we had sat under on the walk. And that also has fetid adder's tongue, Scoliopis, that grows there.
Uh-huh.
So it's just a spectacular grove.
And again, it's not very long, the hike, or
yeah,
anything.
It's not.
Yeah.
It's long. It's flat.
It's flat,
yeah.
Easy.
Yeah.
And then, again, you could rent the movie.
You do it during the day, and you go home and you watch some Star Wars at night.
And say, I was sitting right there.
Exactly.
I was walking there.
Yeah. So those are two of my favorite Eel River Valley hikes. You know, there's a lot more further south and around the Eel River Valley, but two that I really enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Further north, my absolute favorite long distance, when it takes almost the full day to do when the days are this short, is the James Irvine and Miners Ridge hike up in Prairie Creek Redwood State Park. I think that is probably the quintessential redwood hike. It's about 8 miles, 9 miles, depending on the different loops that you take, but you can leave right there from Prairie Creek at the visitor center. And it's almost, I would say, 99% old growth. You hit this one little section that was logged, but other than that, it is exactly the way you would expect the primeval redwood forests to look, and you just get to see mile after mile after mile of it.
And how difficult is this hike?
It's a little bit more strenuous with some ups and downs, but there's some there's a nice ridge walking part of it, and which is the Miner's Ridge, and there's a little bit of up and down. You could also take it all the way to Fern Canyon if you wanted to do a of course, I think the Fern Canyon Road's closed right now, but if you wanted to work out a shuttle, and you could do one direction like that where you start at Prairie Creek and end at the ocean. So, you know, you can't ever go wrong with Prairie Creek.
Yeah. Right. That sounds beautiful.
Yeah.
Right.
Good stuff.
Nice. Okay. So, and that was an 8-mile hike.
That's about 8 miles.
And probably beautiful just getting there, too.
Exactly.
Now you have another one.
Yeah. So if we want to get out of the Redwoods,
get
out from the Redwood Curtain, a newly developed area in Humboldt County is the Lax Creek area. It's in the upper stretches of Redwood Creek. It's managed by the Bureau of Land Management. I'm not 100% sure on the details, but there's more trail getting built this year than there's ever been. So there's mountain biking, not this time of year probably, but there's also the possibility of snowshoeing and cross-country skiing this time of year in the winter.
That snowshoeing, I've never done that. Okay, or cross-country skiing.
Start with snowshoeing.
Yeah, that sounds easier.
But what's neat about Lax Creek is you can get down into the creek, and it's the dense Douglas fir, tan oak forest. But if you stay up on the ridge lines, there's beautiful white oak woodlands along the ridge lines, and that's some of the great. You get great views out Redwood Valley, and if there is snow, which there probably is a little bit of right now, you can trudge along these ridge lines and just get views across the county north into Del Norte even.
So if you're looking for something to do during the holidays and beyond, these are great hikes. You have one more hike, I think.
Yeah, so I thought we might wrap up with Hell's Half Acre. It's a scary, sort of daunting name. It's right on the edge of the Humboldt-Trinity County line, and it's out south of Willow Creek on South Fork of the Trinity. And I don't like to do that hike in the summer because the poison oak is horrendous, but it's a great winter hike, especially in later February when the first flowers start to bloom, maybe early March. You do have to start watching out for the poison oak when the flowers start to bloom. But it's a great spot to get a taste of the inland mountains and the raging South Fork of the Trinity River that comes all the way from Hay Fork. It's a really wild spot. That's basically the road's end of the South Fork Trinity, and until you get, I think you can walk all the way to High Umpalm from there, actually.
Wow.
So it's a out there spot, but one that I've always really enjoyed getting to, and I was married on the South Fork of the Trinity. So
of course you like that
spot.
Yeah,
it's a great place to go.
So I'm talking with Michael Kaufman, and we're talking about some great hikes you can do this winter. Do you ever lead hikes?
You know, I do. I lead a decent number of hikes. I have backed off a little bit on that because of other time constraints and family, wanting to spend more time with family. But this summer, you're talking about hiking. I also am president of the Bigfoot Trail Alliance, and that's the Bigfoot Trail is a 360-mile route that we're working to establish through the Klamath Mountains. And we are going to announce very soon a couple of dates for trail work, and also it'll be a guided hike. It'll actually be 4 days in the wilderness, two different occasions that we're going to try to recruit volunteers for. One stint will be in the Red Buttes, and the other stint will be in the Siskiyou Wilderness. And it'll be a combination of trail work and natural history interpretation, storytelling. We're going to do it all out there, sitting around the campfire. So if you're interested in that sort of thing, please visit the Bigfoot Trail website and sign up for our email list, and we'll keep you up to date on the upcoming adventures in the Klamath.
So for your website and the Bigfoot Trail, can you give all of that information?
Yeah, sure. So Hiking Humboldt is easily accessed by hikinghumboldt.com. You'll see the links to Volume 1 and Volume 2. Volume 2, the website's not established that well yet, but we're building it as we finish the book. Backcountrypress.com is another site to learn about what we're working on for future books in Humboldt County. We've got several in the works, like I said, including Volume 2 that was written by Reese Hughes, and Jason Barnes is doing the maps actively every night, according to the emails I've been getting from him. That's an exciting project. And then bigfoottrail.org has everything you need to know about the wonders of the Bigfoot Trail. We've got links to see where it goes, plants and birds you can see along the way. So I always try to tie in a little bit of natural and cultural history. So I don't know, get out and explore this winter. It's a great place. That's why we live here, right?
Yes, that is why we live here. Michael Kaufman, thank you so much for coming in today and inspiring us to go out and hike.
All right. Thank you, Katie.